IBM Podcast.
Hello, this is Steve Schoaf, and this is an IBM podcast. In our last podcast, John Soering, Vice President of Solutions and Sales, elaborated on how IBM's new product development integration framework addresses some of the critical challenges faced by today's manufacturers. Today we aim to dive a little deeper into just what is the PDIF and how does it work. To give us this understanding, my special guest today is Vish Narayan, Chief Technical Officer for Engineering, Manufacturing, and Service After Sales Solutions at IBM. Vish has spent the last 15 years focusing on integration and manufacturing integration. Vish, this term SOA has quickly become a buzzword in IT circles. Can you kind of net out what is SOA all about?
Sure. SOA, as this stands, is service-oriented architecture. It's an architecture statement allowing to do horizontal integration of applications to support the business processes.
Well, Vish, let me ask you this. How does this SOA approach work with respect to PLM?
PLM addresses the area of product lifecycle management, which involves various applications to deal with the complex content need to be integrated and to support complex engineering processes like engineering change or design verification or program management. And you need an IT environment and infrastructure to support that horizontal integration. So SOA provides an IT architecture to do process integration in a complex PLM area.
So does SOA actually provide PLM capabilities, or is it just a methodology?
SOA provides an IT infrastructure to execute the engineering processes.
Can you give me an example of how this works?
As an example, as part of doing an engineering process like a bill of material release from engineering to manufacturing, you're going to deal with complex content, structured and unstructured content, which has to be aggregated. So the underlying IT infrastructure based on SOA principles will be able to do that transitioning from engineering BOM to manufacturing BOM.
So when you talk about these SOA principles, what are you referring to? What is an SOA principle, for example?
Essentially, there is a collection of existing applications in the engineering design space provided by vendors like Dassault Systèmes or PTC Windchill or Team Center from UGS, which allows you to do design in terms of mechanical design, capture product data management, and then be able to integrate all of them to get a proper engineering PDM. So these applications will be viewed as a collection of services, like get a subassembly from a given product description. That is a web service which is required. So that's an example of a service which is used to integrate.
So Vish, you mentioned these PLM systems. Have these systems done anything special to utilize SOA as an architecture, or do they have to use any proprietary code, for instance?
Essentially, the PLM systems like PTC or Team Center or Dassault Systèmes would be exposed as a collection of web services describing what that system does. And all these partners are signatories to providing web services. So the granularity of the web service varies from vendor to vendor. So SOA declares that the application should be exposed as a collection of web services. So the partners have now in the process of supporting web service-based interfaces to their applications.
Vish, how does the product development integration framework recently announced by IBM relate to this?
Essentially now, having established the architecture and the functional model and an IT model, now PDIF, the product development integration framework, addresses a set of processes which requires the integration from legacy PDM systems as well as new engineering processes to be created. So SOA provides a means of a web service and an IT infrastructure to support that integration. So PDIF is a mechanism to capture that horizontal integration model.
So can any PLM vendor integrate to the PDIF, or is it limited to just the three that you mentioned previously?
No, this is a standards-based integration, and these are just some examples. There could be other PLM providers who are part of this, like MSC Sim Manager, which does simulation components. Or there could be products like ProStep, which provides a standards-based integration. So there's a variety of partners who are working with IBM to realize this integration framework.
So it sounds like the PDIF itself doesn't provide PLM capability, but just provides a framework for other vendors to provide the PLM capability. Is that true?
It in no way replaces anything in the PLM system. It provides a way to integrate the existing systems in a consistent way to do the engineering processes, which today are done through a set of manual and file import and export, which leads to some loss of information in terms of the current processes that delays the quality of design and the propagation of design from the engineering space to manufacturing space. So they are complementary. PDIF is an integration framework, does not replace any PLM system, but facilitates the integration of the PLM systems in a consistent and standard-based way.
Vish, you mentioned web services. What other sorts of software technology would be required to apply PDIF to a product development environment?
The software technology to PDIF is basically the following the web services standards, which allows you to define. There's a standard way of defining web services called web service definition language. There's an implementation of the web services definition language, which is done with the existing help with the partners. And also, it addresses the IT infrastructure, which deals with security, transaction, that kind of environment which needs to get done. So it provides the IT execution environment for doing this integration.
Vish, if someone wanted to utilize SOA and the Product Development Integration Framework in their product development environment right now, how would you recommend that they get started?
From an IBM perspective, we have broken this into three major environments where people are either in a connect phase or a federated phase or a systems engineering phase. So there are three steps, and people, the customers are identified in which step they are and how to evolve in a stepwise from their current system to a completely systems engineering-based integration.
Can you elaborate on those three phases just a little bit, Vish? Connect sounds fairly simple, and systems engineering sounds much more comprehensive. Is that correct?
That is correct. Connect allows today at a basic level to be able to connect, as the word says, the different systems and present the information related to product data structure in a consistent way on the integration bus. That's the simple step one. And the next one is a federate, which now allows the users now to not only connect to the systems, but also to federate, detect any changes in any system, and be able to propagate the change to multiple points. And it gives a federated view of the product data structure. So there is a meta model, which is established to connect all these PDM systems. And the systems engineering now gets into the overall program management and configuration management aspects of a PLM discipline.
So Vish, what sort of skills are required?
The customers will have to set up a path to do the integration overall and assign a team of domain experts who understand the engineering processes, establish a baseline of how to improve those processes, and then get a team of IT people to support the SOA infrastructure to be installed to support the horizontal integration. So there's two schools of people who have to be present. The domain knowledgeable people who understand the customer's engineering processes, and the people related to the IT infrastructure to be able to instantiate the processes in an IT structure.
So is the Product Development Integration Framework a brand new concept, or is it just a new and better way to do what companies have been trying to do for a long time?
It has always existed in terms of concurrent engineering, how to improve the engineering cycle time from concept to release, and also to support the product once it has been manufactured in the field. So this concept have been in existence for quite some time, but with the evolution of the standards-based XML and SOA technology, the integration now allows the realization of concurrent engineering and concurrent manufacturing and concurrent simulations. These are now feasible systems now.
I see. And I suppose that's due to the open standards that are available today and the willingness of vendors to participate on an open integration framework?
And as well as the customers are focusing on how to improve the quality of design and manufacturability.
Excellent. Vish, can you think of anything else you'd like to add on the significance of the product development integration framework for companies today?
The PDIF is a key investment by IBM to support the whole innovation process, and it therefore is going to deliver incrementally against that a set of tooling and a standards-based integration model, which will facilitate the quality of engineering design.
Vish, thank you for being our guest today. I really appreciate your insight on this interesting topic.
I appreciate the opportunity for clarifying and hope to continue to work with a lot of end customers and SIs and ISVs as we go forward. The success of PDIF is going to be a combination of domain experts, critical ISV and SI partners for IBM, and the end customer.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Vish.
Thank you, Steve.
IBM Podcast.